So we'll tell you what, there's not that much to add to what you already know, but we'll do our best here. Joe Wayne Scott, of course, from Homeland Security. General Washburn's here from the National Guard. Well, Mother Nature's landed another one on our chin, but we will get on top of this. We have a full complement of state resources at the disposal of all the communities that have been affected so far. I'm advised that every local request for assistance has been met. We have elements of the state police, NDOT, DNR, obviously, for water rescue, and the National Guard already active. Other elements of the Guard are on standby and alert for deployment if needed. And I guess we've even called on the assistance of our visiting Marines. I've declared an emergency declaration, a state emergency, beginning with Johnson and Morgan counties. In particular, this means that if the engineers decide that immediate action needs to be taken to alleviate pressure at the dams in Johnson County, we can do this without the need to consult anybody. And I wanted to make certain that if swift action is necessary to protect life or property, that it happens on the fastest possible schedule. To this point, mercifully, we believe all Hoosiers are secure. We hope that'll continue. We have more rain falling, and we may have a situation in which the floodwaters subside here in a few hours, but then are susceptible to rising again if the rain falls to the north and more water is pushed down the Wabash and other rivers. But I'm told to expect that for the worst flooded areas, we may see some cresting and some gradual diminution of the water within the next 4 or 5 hours, and then we'll see what we've got. Questions?
Governor, there seemed to be some question about whether some counties had declared a state of emergency, whether some didn't, and should there be a statewide standard for what's used for a declaration of emergency? Is that something you folks are going to be looking at, in retrospect for future events like this? Or
maybe in retrospect. Right now, the entire focus is on public safety and dealing with the damage we've had. We have a pretty good system, a nationally recognized system, and it starts with local decision making. And we'll, as always, after any event, we look back and see what we can learn from it. But
On the south side, Kim King Farmington, I mentioned Johnson and Morgan counties, but I guess the mayor surveyed the south side today. Have you been down there at all? And I understand there are sandbagging going on down there. Have you seen anything firsthand?
Sandbagging going on all over the place, what I've seen firsthand is dozens of photographs taken by our people, close as I've been. I also want to add that obviously anybody needing assistance, call your emergency response number immediately. But those who don't, be very helpful if you stay off the road and off the phones. Please don't call for information. Listen to your media for that. But there's been some congestion, both of traffic and telephone traffic in a few places. And while it's natural enough, we would ask everybody to cooperate and only use that infrastructure if you have to.
Governor, to the best of your knowledge, what's the most severe damage, most flooding in the immediate area?
Well, in the immediate area, we're worried about the private dams in Johnson County, some of which have already been breached. But I would say that some of the worst potential damage I've seen is west of here, ranging all the way over to Terre Haute and West Terre Haute. And again, if more water comes down from the north, we may have not seen the worst of it.
How is this tax on the state's resources? I mean, we just had major tornadoes last weekend, there was floods this weekend. How is the state with its resources? They'll just logistically handle everything. It seems like one disaster after another.
Well, we'll manage. we've got the best people, I believe, anywhere for dealing with this, these kind of things, and a very well integrated system. I will tell you once again, I'm very pleased at the way in which we are operating under unitary command, and all the necessary departments know are acting very cooperatively with each other. So I think we have both the logistics and the financial resources to deal with it. We'd rather it hadn't happened, but.
Have elements of the National Guard been deployed? If so, where are they and what are they doing?
General, you want to speak to that, or Joe?
If you could set up the microphone.
We have elements that are ready to go as needed. We've had a couple of requests for soldiers, and we are preparing those to deploy. We had a request for Terre Haute, and we had another request for Bloomington and Danville. We also had some activation of armories in Martinsville, Spencer, and Greencastle, as well as Brazil. So those folks have been stationed forward in order to receive the requests and act on them.
Counties have stockpile. We have stockpile.
Okay. What type of duties would they perform in the field?
Right now, the armories are open and available should people need to come to them for assistance.
Governor, you mentioned that you think everyone is secure at this point, but we've seen time and again fatalities occurring when people go through barricades and say, do not cross flood waters. Do you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yes, we just hope everyone will use common sense, which means, first of all, stay off the road if you can avoid it altogether. Obviously, never attempt to traverse water, let alone moving water. And if everyone will be very, very careful and cautious about that, maybe we'll get through this.
Governor, can you give us an indication of what your sense of the scope of this is? We've seen a number of reports from areas, but what's the overall picture from the information you've received?
Just too soon to tell you that. Particularly as regards flooding, it's not always the immediate impact. Sometimes, as I've just mentioned, we may see the worst of it a day or two from now, depending what the weather brings and where. Yeah, you want to speak to that, Jim?
Sure. Early on in the operations, in our contact with FEMA, we've been contacting them directly. There were some initial reports of perhaps some need for rescues in the flooded areas, and we asked for some additional assets to augment our state and local assets the Coast Guard dispatched two rescue helicopters down to assist us. And to date, they have not been tasked a mission, but they've been brought down to assist us in the event that they would be needed.
Where are they stationed? Morgan County? Where are those Coast Guard? Where are they?
Yeah, our initial plan was to bring them into Indianapolis, get them refueled, and be able to dispatch them, and I believe that they're still there.
Do we have any idea how many people have been evacuated at this point?
We don't have a number on that. I came back from an air reconnaissance of south and west central part of the state, some of the most extensive flooding that I've ever seen in my tenure in public safety, but there were several hundred homes and businesses in those areas. Morgan County's been severely affected. Probably 90% of Paragon is underwater.
Spencer,
and obviously Terre Haute, Martinsville, all those areas have been affected, I don't remember I-70 and I-65 ever being closed due to flooding that I can remember anyway.
Has there been any word on casualties or injuries, or do you folks just not know that yet?
We've not received any reports of casualties, injuries to this point at the state EOC.
Has the Coast Guard done any rescues yet, as I said, they were calling?
No, they have not.
How about the DNR?
Our DNR resources and obviously a number of our other mutual aid assistance from other fire departments. We've had boats brought in, rescue teams, and I do believe there have been a number of folks that have been brought out of their homes or out of the affected areas and rescued through those means. But it is a combination of our local firefighters, some of our mutual aid agencies that have come in, and our DNR resources that have helped.
Is the worst past?
I think we've learned in the last, throughout the last week or 10 days, never to assume the worst has passed. Once again, if it will stop raining, I'm advised that we'll see within hours some receding of the waters, and let's just hope that's the case. But it's rain has begun or resumed to the north, and we've learned in the past that you have to keep an eye on that because runs downhill, so to speak, and downhill's the areas that we're suffering in most right now.
What about shelters? Where should people be going?
Well, National Guard Armories is one possibility. I guess that's our principal recommendation right now, right, Margaret?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll have more as we know it. Thank you very much.